WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions for Pam Bondi, who President-elect Donald Trump has tapped to be the next Attorney General, ranking Senate Judiciary Committee member Dick Durbin.
I need to know that you would tell the president no if you're asked to do something that is wrong, illegal, or unconstitutional.
Also undergoing confirmation hearings today, John Ratcliffe nominated for CIA director and Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio. Millions of people in Southern California are on edge as those Santa Ana winds kick up once again. Fire danger remains high across the region, especially where two massive blazes killed 25 people and destroyed thousands of homes. ABC's Ginger Z.
The biggest area that we're extreme risk for today until 3 p.m., that's that PDS, particularly dangerous situation, red flag warning, goes through the San Fernando Valley. It's over toward Ventura, along the 101, the 405.
Middle East negotiators who've been meeting in Egypt say they're close to a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Hamas said to have agreed to terms. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A bank was robbed Tuesday morning in Appleton, but thanks to the observational skills and quick thinking of the employees, police were able to find and apprehend the suspect within minutes. Police were called to the Wells Fargo branch on South State Street for a bank robbery. Witnesses said the man entered the bank, demanded cash, and ran away. Employees provided police with details about the suspect and his vehicle, and a 63-year-old man was arrested less than 20 minutes after the call was received. The money was recovered. The suspect faces charges of robbery, although formal charges have not yet been filed. The city of Green Bay wants to declare a site on Main Street, just down the street from Green Bay East High School, as blighted so it can acquire the property. The city would use the Wisconsin Blight Elimination and Slum Clearance Act to obtain the property, clean it up, and make it useful. The full council will vote on the action next week. When Dr. Kevin Spencer brings his magic and his act to the Grand Oshkosh, it's a show that's designed to be inclusive to all, including those who may have sensory issues.
The whole purpose of this show is for everyone to come out, become engaged and involved in the magic show with people you might not normally associate with. If there's a family there who has a couple of kids on the autism spectrum and those kids don't know how to clap, but they do know how to yell really loud when they're having a good time, you need to be good with that, because that's what this show is all about. The freedom to be who you are in a judgment-free space.
Spencer has two sensory inclusive shows scheduled on the 17th and 18th at the Grand Oshkosh. He was a guest on the Mino and the Mayor show. Find it at WISS.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Greg Gard gets number 200. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin held on at the Kohl Center to win 70-68 over The Ohio State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard with his 200th career win.
As I told the team downstairs, I mean, it's a lot of hard work by a lot of people putting me in this position, and a lot of people that should go on that 200.
In Chicago, number 7th ranked Marquette beat DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NBA, the Bucks took over early and beat the Kings 130-115, ending Sacramento's 7-game winning streak. NFL, with the loss of Christian Watson to a torn ACL, Jets wide receiver Davante Adams on what he thinks the Packers should do next.
It's looking right now like obviously they might need some receiver help in one way or the other, just based off of what they have available. And you know, maybe a veteran or something in there. I don't know. We'll see.
That's former Packer Davante Adams with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A few flurries this morning. It'll be partly cloudy all day, and it will be cold. Our high 16 with a wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Tonight down to 2 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
The The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has it?
No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author Jody Hinman into the studio. Then director Anders Lindwall joins the show to discuss his film Green and Gold. That's how you light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You can also call and text directly from the Civic Media app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, and I highly encourage you to do so, just go to wherever you get your apps. Look for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app, and you can call and text directly to whatever your show you're listening to all across the network. So whether you're in La Crosse or Green Bay or Madison, it's great, and it's absolutely free.
You can take it with you on, like, say, a vacation to New Zealand, you Australia, could. Cambodia, Vietnam, the North Pole, the South Pole, or this is not a joke. I want this for real. I want our app to be heard on the International Space Station.
That would be something.
If we got heard in, I mean, we go into space, we're in space, but an astronaut being like, I really enjoyed your discussion. I was doing that while floating and fixing something.
Goals. Life goals. It's important to have life goals. Hey, I wanted to remind everyone as well, if you go to our website, civicmedia.us, if you were looking to find ways to help support people in Southern California affected by these just devastating wildfires, go to civicmedia.us and click on the banner at the top. We have some links there for groups that you can donate to. Mm-hmm. And as always, Red Cross is good. World Central Kitchen is also good. And the other thing we'd like to encourage folks to do is donate blood.
Yep.
The need is ever present. It never goes away.
Yeah.
So if it's something that you haven't done in a while, and I just did this, last week?
Yep.
And went and gave blood. Took less than an hour.
I'm up for another one soon.
Are you?
Yep. Next month.
Good for you.
Yep.
So consider that as well. Versity has locations all over southeastern Wisconsin, so keep that in mind, too. We have a jam-packed show coming up for you today. On the way at 10:30, Lisa Schiller will be here from the Better Business Bureau. I got a voicemail message a couple weeks ago about, I don't have to pay any taxes.
Jane, you don't have to pay taxes.
I know, and there was a completely legitimate, I'm sure, 877 number that all I had to do was call and find out how I no longer have any tax debt. Lisa Schiller is going to join us to talk about the legitimacy of this, because I'm sure it's absolutely legitimate. At 11:06, we're going to talk about the H-1B visas and who gets them and who benefits from them. And someone heading into the Oval Office as of Monday.
Monday, 12:01.
Big fan. Big fan of the H-1B visas.
Are we talking about Elon or Donald Trump?
Well, kind of both of them.
Okay.
Co-presidents, if you will. At 11:33, it's a hardcore for Grandma Core.
Heck yeah.
You brought this to my attention. I had not even heard of this. It's a new trend among younger people.
Yes.
Doing grandma things.
Grandma-like things.
Grandma-like things. So we'll talk about that at 11:33. We will wrap up the show, as we always do, with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it's the He Got the Shaft edition.
It's exactly what you think it is.
It's worth sticking around for.
Yep.
I think, yeah, it'll be a good one. And if, as always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. Speaking of our email address there, janesays@civicmedia, got an email from Donna this morning.
Oh, hey, Donna.
And great minds think alike, because yeah. I heard the same interview that she heard earlier this morning. And she said, this is some good stuff. You guys should talk about this. And you and I had already planned to start with this. Just because it's about our senior senator, Ron Johnson.
Rojo.
Rojo and sheep-ish. Ron Johnson, in an interview on NPR earlier this morning, I was popping back and forth as I was getting ready to drive into work this morning. Ron Johnson was asked about the situation in California with these devastating wildfires. Mm-hmm. And Ron's got the answers, Greg.
He has got all of the answers. He is the guy with the plan.
Yeah. All we have to do is go back to the 1900s and things are going to be dandy.
What, pray you, say the 1900s? I mean, what would he say are the best practices to mitigate forest fires? I mean, it's like, I wish we had a clip.
I believe, Calvin, we do have that clip.
Oh.
Let's play Rojo on best practices. Clip number one, please.
It seems to me there's the question whether you want to use people in distress as leverage, whether you want to say, I'm not going to help you unless you agree to my policy change. What do you think about that?
I think you first have to consider the economic concept of moral hazard. And I think what has happened over the decades here with federal disaster relief is that more and more individuals, more and more states are just relying on the federal government when something happens, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's fire, you know, some other natural disaster, that the federal government just come in and bail them out. And the result of this is they've passed laws where they've made it very unattractive for private insurers to come in and actually insure properties and assess the risk properly. Mm-hmm. They've encouraged people to build, you know, multi-million, billion-dollar homes and complexes in very vulnerable areas. And they haven't taken the mitigation steps, for example, in California from standpoint of wildfire, as they have in the past. Interesting article in the Wall Street Journal, California used to have 4.5 million acres per year burn. This is back in early 1900s.
Huh. Yeah.
Then they took mitigation efforts. They allowed, you know, sheep and cattle to graze to heat down the brush. They got rid, you know, they put fire breaks. They auctioned off forests. And that dropped it down to 250,000 acres a year on average. We're back up to 4.5 million because of very bad policy. So,
yeah.
And lack of sheep.
Lack of sheep.
Apparently, it's just a lack of sheep.
Lack of raking the forest and lack of sheep and goats and cattle. That's the problem.
We just need to go back to the early 1900s, Greg, when everything was perfect.
You know, when they weren't building big homes in Los Angeles, California.
Well, and I guess what jumped out at me from that one clip is he's talking about individual homeowners. He's not talking about developers.
No.
Aren't the developers the ones who come in and say, wouldn't this be a great place for a community? Let's set up the infrastructure for this community, and then we will sell these properties to people to buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but it's not that he doesn't mention the developers.
Well, no.
It's just the homeowners.
It's never business's fault.
Actually,
I think he's really blaming California. He's blaming the whole state. And this whole notion that if something happens, the U.S. comes in and helps. Yes, that's what they do. Because you know what states do? They give the federal government, what's that called? Money every year. And that money is used for various things. And one of those various things it's used for is to help through things like FEMA or just through disaster aid. It's a contract we have 50 states as one country that if something goes wrong, that the federal government can help out. This isn't a matter of California losing their house key again. This is a matter of, well, we'll get into it, climate change, massive amounts of fires happening all year round.
Floods all year round.
So to just be so flippant about it and be like, well, they had goats and cattle
and
grazing. Yeah.
That fixed everything.
Why can't they do that, Jane? How about this? Why don't we just unload just 100,000 sheep and cattle and cows and all of them, anything that you need grass, through the streets of California, Los Angeles, the Pacific Palisades. You all get your own livestock. Enjoy. No more fires.
Well, and it's not, I don't disagree that there are things that can be done to help mitigate some of this stuff.
Absolutely.
Certainly. But going back to the early 1900s and grazing sheep does not seem to be the correct answer for today in 2025.
I mean, these fires started last Tuesday. They started last Tuesday. We need to first stop the fires or get them very much under control. Then we need investigations into what happened from a municipality, from a county, state, even a federal level. We need to know what's going on there. And instead of doing what he's doing, which is pointing a big, fat, stupid finger at California, we need to then actually make best practices for, I don't know, the 21st century. Maybe mechanical sheep and cows and bulls and anything that'll eat grass.
AI sheep.
Let's get Google on it. Elon
can fix it.
That's right.
Elon can fix it all. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson on NPR earlier this morning asked about the wildfires in California and them expecting federal aid to help them.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen. We just need to go back to the early 1900s practices and bring back sheep.
Yep.
Rob from Port Edwards is on the line. Good morning, Rob. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you think about Senator Ron Johnson?
Well, not much, but we'll get past that. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Yes. You know, it's interesting that he's not at all talking about the coastlines, in particular Florida, where he has a palace on the water, so to speak. I'm sure goats and sheep would help an awful lot on Boca Grande along the beach there.
Yeah.
To eat the seagrass or whatever. I mean, this guy obviously is only living in one dimension when it comes to what we're going to pay out from FEMA and all that, and that's focusing on wherever it's blue. And if it's in a red area along all the Gulf Coast lines and all that sort of stuff in the Carolinas, oh, wait a minute now. That's sacred ground. We can't be going there. But you did bring up a point on AI. I'm really seriously thinking cyber trucks out in the ravines of California on RoboDrive. Elon Musk's vision will be totally, they could just have these little weed cutters on the front of them and just roaming, these silver beasts roaming around the hills.
It'd be wonderful. I thought you were going to say just take cyber trucks and set them on fire, but okay, that's fine.
Well, and then, you know what, Rob, they can look for Bigfoot too at the same time since they're going to be out in the woods all the time. We're going to keep this conversation going. Bill, we see you on the line. Don't hang up. We'll start with you on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, Lisa Schiller will be here from the Better Business Bureau. I got a robocall last week before, from the IRS, Greg. I don't have to pay any taxes.
Whoa, are you rich?
No, and isn't that nice? So we're going to talk to Lisa Schiller on whether or not that's a scam. One wonders. That's after the 10:30 news. Right now that we're talking about Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson appearing on NPR earlier this morning. Republican senators talking now about conditioning aid to California in wake of these devastating wildfires, and they still have red flags up in California. Winds are expected to pick up again this afternoon, which is not good. But Rojo says we just need to go back to the practices of the early 1900s and we'll be ducky.
Just fine.
It's all going to be good. We just need more sheep. Need
more shepherds in this country.
Bill from Oconomowoc has been patient. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us. What do you think?
I'd like to talk about our great Senator Ron Johnson. You know, either you're part of the solution or part of the problem, Ron, and we know what part you stand on. And by the way, as long as you're going to help with funding, work on the Trump Elon Musk Foundation, because I heard they were donating $3 billion, Ron. Is that right? Is that what I hear, Ron? You're going to come up with a donation from Elon and Trump? Ask them about that. And then last but not least, with our great illustrious what I call criminal president coming in, and he's going to work on tariffs. How much are they going to charge Israel?
That's a good question, yeah. Bill. I don't think Israel has even come up in this.
No.
This discussion about imposing tariffs. But thank you so much for joining us, Bill. Really appreciate you checking in. We want to, Rod, by the way, just to clarify, he has said the same thing about hurricane relief.
Yeah, he does not want to. He voted against a hurricane relief for Florida last year. Checked it in two different sources. He is against the federal government essentially helping the people. He's against the federal government going into disaster areas.
Not my job, man.
Nope.
Not my job. By the way, Rojo's compound, the family compound in Florida, is right on the beach. I looked it up. 34. It's just a small compound. It's only 3,400 square feet. It is on Fairhaven's Road, by the way, in Fort Myers, in case you're curious. It's all public record. Rojo and his wife, by the way, recently listed assets worth between $16 million and $78 million. That was as of 2021.
How do you have that discrepancy? 16 and 70.
Seems like a big gap.
Yeah,
there.
Like between 70 and 75, I get that, or 16 and 18. But it's like, what are you worth, Greg Bach? I'm worth between $5 and $250 billion. You do the math, dude.
Yeah, you figure it out.
Not my job.
Somewhere in the middle.
Not my job.
We do have another clip that I would like to get to before we go to the news. Calvin, let's play Rojo on climate change. That looks like it's clip number 3, please.
It raises a big question, Senator, because we're talking about climate change, climate-related disasters, fires, hurricanes, and so forth, and we're discovering that not just Florida, but North Carolina is in a hurricane zone, and that the fire season in California is not a few months. It's almost the entire year and almost the whole state. In fact, there are wildfires in other parts of the country. Just a few weeks ago, I was on a train that was canceled because there was a wildfire on the tracks, and this was in Connecticut, the border between Connecticut and New York State. So this is everywhere. And if that is our starting point, and then we focus back in on California and the danger of wildfires, what is it that you want California to do to make themselves more resilient in future disasters or future fires?
Take a look at what they did when they reduced the average number of acres burned every year from 4.5 million to 250,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take a look at what they did there. Again, they allowed sheep and cattle to graze.
There it is again.
They auctioned off forests to be logged so they could thin it out, so they could create fire breaks. You know, then the environmentalists took over, and they stopped doing all those very common sense mitigation efforts, and now politicians are blaming climate change like mankind can actually change climate. Like we can prevent climate. We can't. The climate has always changed, always will. We can adapt to it and we can mitigate it. They stopped mitigating it, which is why they're back up to 4.5 million acres burning every year in California. It's just stupid policy and they won't admit it.
We'll just note, I mean, there's all the science on climate change and human caused climate change. I think you're saying that you don't accept that or don't accept that as the main thing happening. Okay. Okay. Understood.
It's corrupted science.
The science has been corrupted.
From the guy who pushes ivermectin for gargling for COVID-19 cures.
Yeah.
I feel so confident trusting him on this.
I'm beginning to wonder, does he have interests in like cattle grazing and things like that?
I think he likes sheep.
Really pushing the sheep, cattle, cow thing to the limit here. And I just love it. And then the environmentalists come in. Oh, the environmentalists. That's why there are fires. Environmentalists and a lack of livestock.
Andrew from Maine texted in and said, doesn't Eric Hovde live in California?
He does.
If we could find him, because after he lost to Senator Tammy Baldwin, he became milk carton guy. Nobody knows where he is.
Do you think J.D. Vance is living at that house, too?
We should
seriously, no one's heard from him.
We should try and find Eric Hovde and find out how many sheep he has. And does his bank have sheep? And if not, they should get some. Cassandra, on the live stream, the profound stupidity and also the audacity to put conditions on giving federal aid. California pays out more in federal taxes than it gets back, basically bailing out red states.
Absolutely.
That works for all blue states.
Yep. And that's one of the things about this. We don't have time to play the other clip, but this is all about what they're trying to do now is they're making this aid conditional to California.
Right.
And California lawmakers within the state are a part of this. They want to break the liberal agenda of California, which is about, you know, livable wage and equality and things like that. You know, all the liberal talking points that are just making it terrible.
Well, I'm not saying that nothing could change in California.
Things can change, but
I don't know that sheep is going to be the ultimate answer to this.
And you don't put your hand around their neck while they're in trouble.
News is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My mama will be when I'm crazy. My mama will be crazy now.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin voters will see another amendment to the Wisconsin State Constitution on an upcoming ballot. This one is on the state's voter ID law. With a liberal majority on the Supreme Court, Republican lawmakers want the law enshrined in the Constitution so it can't be overturned. Last week, the Senate passed the measure to add it to the ballot in the spring. The Assembly took up the matter yesterday. This is one of the first things lawmakers chose to take up in the start of the new legislative session. Meanwhile, Democrats say lawmakers should have been working on more pressing issues first, like preventing gun violence. The first television ads of the next election cycle hit the airwaves yesterday as the race for the state Supreme Court gets underway. Waukesha Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel, who is supported by conservatives and Republicans for the officially nonpartisan seat, is spending $1.1 million on advertising. He's facing Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford, who has the support of liberals and Democrats. In 2023, more than $51 million was spent on the state Supreme Court race, which was a record. Volunteers from the Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross are assisting wildfire relief efforts in California. Northeast Wisconsin Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill says they're coordinating closely with their partners to provide food, shelter, and emotional support and other critical services. Rockhill says monetary donations are the best way you can help because sometimes donations of clothing and household items can divert resources away from caring for those affected. A total of 8 American Red Cross Wisconsin members have been deployed to California. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 7-time Super Bowl champ and 1-time husband, Tom Brady, has come under fire all year long for his on-air gaffes while providing color commentary during NFL games. During last week's game between the Packers and Eagles, Brady accidentally referred to the Eagles as the Phillies, then later in the broadcast referred to Packers running back Josh Jacobs as Brandon Jacobs. This comes on the heels of Brady forgetting the name of one of the teams that beat the Packers during a recent telecast. In addition to Brady misspeaking, when his broadcast partner talks to him, he often nods his head so much, a viewer could get vertigo. Yeah, he's not that great, but people on social media are losing their minds over his missteps. Word to the wise, if it's brilliant elocution you're looking for, don't try to find it on an NFL pregame broadcast from the guy who took shots to the head well into his middle age. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Breezy today and becoming cloudy. As winds switch to out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our highs to near 20 degrees. And we've got light snow moving in this evening. Mainly after 5 o'clock, it'll wind down in the overnight hours. Accumulations look around a half an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on 2-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our old friend Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, is along and helps us answer the question, what's worse, cilantro or the Kardashians? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Sweet Gal B on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk H-1B visas and who loves them. Might not be people you expect. And then also in the first half hour, an Ohio Republican talks about confusing his voters and says that's a good thing. So we're going to kick that around a little bit on whether or not confusing your voters is good. That's next hour. Right now, though, we're going to talk all things scams with the Better Business Bureau's Lisa Schiller. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jane. Happy New Year, everyone.
And Happy New Year to you as well. Lisa, I got a voicemail last week or the week before that I decided to save because I thought this was something that you might be able to address. And I don't know if you've heard about this in particular, but here's the transcript of this voicemail I got. This call is to let you know all past due tax debt has been placed in a non-collectible past due status, so you won't have to pay. It's all part of the new federal economic recovery program you may have heard about on the news. Before filing to pay your tax debt, call this number. It was an 8777 number. And after I listened back to it about three times, I thought, I'm sure this is completely legitimate.
Wow. If I remember correctly, Greg sent me that information. And I think I called the number and it was not in order any longer. But, you know, anything you get on your phone, a text message, automatic, I would
toss it.
Correct. I was going to say I'd file it in the circular file.
Yeah, I mean, when she gave me an 877 number, I thought that seems unusual for the IRS to do something like that. They would have a dedicated line, wouldn't they?
Well, didn't you tell us before, Lisa, that the IRS doesn't make calls like that to people?
Yeah, the IRS isn't going to call or especially text you. I think they're just too busy.
Hey, this is Steve from the IRS. Give me a call. Good news for you.
Well, yeah, right.
And I never called that number because I wanted to talk to you first, and now it's out of service. But I'm trying to think, what could that scam have been? Like, pay us a certain amount of money, and then we'll make sure that you don't have to pay your past due taxes. It's got to be something like that, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're either after, information, right? Personal information or money or both. Absolutely.
Give me your birth date and your tax ID number.
Well, yeah, let me look into this for you. I just need some information.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, you know, the one that's been happening, at least the one that happens with me the most, and this is besides like the USPS and the Amazon, like your account is waiting for, but the scam ones where it's just a phone number. How's it going? Are we on for golf today? And then what you do is like, especially they say like, Roger, we're on for golf this week. I'll say, this isn't Roger. It's the wrong number. Oh, sorry about that. I get things mixed up. And it's not a robot. It's actually a person. And they're trying to get you into some kind of like, if I'm not mistaken, Lisa, like a crypto scam. They want your money to, quote, invest in these opportunities.
Oh.
So they start that wrong. Like, hey, do you come here often?
I was gonna share this insider information with my buddy Roger, but since I got you, I'll share it with you.
right, got you by mistake, but let's move forward with this.
Yeah,
I actually have not seen a report on that in quite a while, but it was a thing. I don't know, about a year ago, it was like everything kind of ebbs and flows. So, did you get that recently, Greg?
I got a lot of them last year. I get them like every here and there now, probably in the past 3 months, maybe once every few weeks. And I used to, because I'm an eternal smart aleck, I would be like, whoa, what's going on? But now what I just do is because they want to engage you. So I don't want them to try to find any more information. So I just immediately, I block them, I report them, and that's it.
Good. Very good. Yeah, that's exactly what they do. I mean, you know, they're friendly enough where you think, gosh, you know, do I know this person? I mean, they're being so friendly. They must know me. You know, is it me? Is it my memory? Yeah, saw that, like you said, about a year ago. We had a lot of reports on that, but nothing recently, but I'm sure it'll come again.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you say that, that these scams come and go. I watched the movie The Sting the other night. Old movie about grifters and con men in the 1930s, and they talked about how certain scams, they had to retire for about 10 years because people were getting savvy to them, and that's kind of what scammers do now, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I, you know, I've been doing this for 20-some years, and honestly, that's exactly what happens. I mean, look at the grandparent scam. It used to be, you know, they'd call and say, Grandma, and they, you know, the person would go, oh my God, Johnny, is that you? Oh, you need money? Let me send it. And then people got, you know, wise to that. So then they started to change it up a little bit. Then it was, you know, somebody calling saying that they're a lawyer representing the grandchild, because of course, you know, people were going, well, it doesn't sound like my grandchild. So, you know, well, if I pretend I'm a lawyer, this will all make sense. And then say that the grandchild is, you know, in an accident or hurt. So they change it up, and, you know, see this over the years, everything. I mean, gosh, all the scams I can think of, they, you know, they change a little bit.
They just tweak them. If you're just joining us, Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau, and we are talking about scams. They're successful. We wouldn't be talking about this if these guys didn't make money off of unsuspecting people. They make a lot of money on this. And I don't know if you heard about this, Lisa. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. In England, they actually created an AI grandmother called Flo to purposely engage with scammers and waste their time. You gotta look it up. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And she is the sweetest. She talks about her cat. She talks about, I don't know, her hobbies, to the point where these scammers are so frustrated. They're just like, why are you wasting my time? It's a brilliant thing.
Yeah.
Genius. Love it. I love it. When I go speak to, you know, groups, I give presentations about scams. A lot of the people will come up to me and go, you know what I like to do? I like to put them on hold and tell them I'm going to get my credit card. And then I blow this loud whistle in the phone, and everybody has these great stories. Or, you know, they keep the scammer on because they're going, well, wait a minute, I'm looking for my credit card. I can't find it. You know, let me get my bank account information for you. Hold on a minute. And, you know, it's just funny. I love it.
One of the things too, and the reason why I reached out to you was around the holiday time, and it, because we're still in January, was you had released a press release about holiday returns and exchanges too, and what to be on the lookout for as far as policies and online store policies. And can you talk a little bit about that as well?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, I think first of all, you know, people think that they automatically have the right to return an item if they don't like it or it doesn't fit. And that is not the case at all. And, you know, I think we've seen through the years big time changes with store policies. I mean, you know, can you remember like 25, 30 years ago going into Boston store and returning something or some store and getting cash back?
Oh, my gosh.
I remember that very well, right? And nowadays, you know, you're lucky to get, a credit of some sort. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really just depends on the individual store and a business and their policy. And it's something that you have to look into beforehand. You know, again, things have changed. I mean, there's restocking fees now. Most people are shopping online for most items. And so there's a whole slew of different rules that go along with that. And again, individually, so depending on what store you're shopping with. And, you know, then we have the whole, you know, online shopping scams that, you know, you'll never get your money back. So, a lot of changes.
One thing, too, we learned this when we got our dishwasher. We went to Lowe's and there was a problem. And when we went to Lowe's and called our local store, they said, sorry, that's online. We can't do anything for you. I'm like, they're you, you're them. So you have to know when, if you're buying something online that has brick and mortar, that doesn't mean you can walk into the brick and mortar with a receipt saying, I bought this here. They might tell you, sorry.
You got to deal with somebody else.
You got to call the online number. That's just all how it is. So at least be prepared for that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think with anything, if I had a dime for every time I've said, especially recently, like, do a little research beforehand. You know, that's really the best advice, you know, whenever shopping for anything or dealing with anybody or, you know, donating or anything, whatever it might be, you know, just kind of look into who you're dealing with, you know, what's going on and, you know, what your options are.
Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau to talk about scams, all the latest ones, maybe old favorites that are coming back around again because they do tend to recycle these things. Talking about donation scams, especially now with the wildfires in California, when there was the disastrous flooding in Western North Carolina, I really want to warn people again about stuff you see, particularly on Facebook, and your friend's friend's cousin's dog walker has started a charity to drive things out to California. So here's the GoFundMe page. Don't give to those groups. Give to established, well-established organizations, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is what we see in times of, you know, tragedy, like we're seeing with the California wildfires, like we saw in North Carolina, the flooding. Exactly. And, you know, our hearts are with these visions that we're seeing. So it's very easy, like you said, Jane, to, you know, see a plea like this and want to give. And, you know, and not even think and just move forward. You think you're doing a good deed. But, you know, the important thing is, you know, you want to put your hard earned money towards, you know, the charity or the organization for which your money is going to go towards. Yeah. And in order to do that, yeah, you have to make sure that you know who you're dealing with. You know, in that light, I put out a press release this week about Wise Giving, how to support Southern California fire relief. And we have since added a list of all charities that actually meet our fundraising, you know, qualifications. And so there is a whole list, like American Red Cross, for example, and Salvation Army, Humane Society of the United States. I mean, there's all those animals, you know, in California too, that, you know, are suffering and running wild and that we forget about as well. So there's lots of different charities you can choose. There's about 20 of them, and we have them online at our website, bbb.org.
Check it out. We will put a in our show notes for that. Absolutely. And actually, if you go to civicmedia.us, we have a banner now up on the top page that also includes some links if you would like to make some donations. Again, with the Red Cross, World Central Kitchen is another very well-established charity. Jose Andres, the chef, has been all over the world helping out folks who are dealing with natural disasters. Just be careful. And I want to push back, Lisa, I'm sorry, about the Humane Society of the United States. I would encourage you to go to your local humane societies and donate there as opposed to the national organization. I've seen some things about them, about how much they actually spend as opposed to their overhead costs. Mm-hmm. And I think for smaller groups, they have to be a little bit more careful with their money and may have to report that in a slightly different way.
Sure, absolutely.
Wisconsin Humane Society is terrific.
Yeah.
Hawes Humane Animal Welfare Society in Waukesha County is fantastic. They're all over Wisconsin. And I'm sure, too, that you can find some shelters out in California who are really going to be looking for help. Because as you said, Lisa, there's going to be so many animals. The ramifications of this are going to last 20 years.
Yeah, so sad.
PJ Schlomer on the live stream says, Scammer Payback is a great channel on YouTube.
Oh,
if you're looking for a way to amuse yourself, I guess, for a couple of hours.
Yeah, it's just people who know a lot about technology who will just get into those databases, and those scammers start freaking out because I'm sure their pay and their lifestyles depend on how much they can get from people. And yeah,
if you have a question for Lisa, 855-752-4842. Maybe you've gotten a suspicious text, a suspicious email. Let us know. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you
yes.
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our guest is Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau, talking about the latest scams going around. They seem to go in cycles. We were talking about helping out the victims of the California wildfires. And just be careful where you make your donations. Make sure it is a well-established charity, including your local Humane Society. Sherry from Horicon checking in on the text line. She just adopted a puppy named Poppy.
Aww.
From the Dodge County Humane Society. So that's
cute.
Another one to consider and send your money there. Try and keep it local. Yeah. I like to try and keep it local if at all possible. Garage scams.
Yeah, well, you said garage door repair scams.
What's going on with that, Lisa?
Oh, my goodness. So this is so frustrating because I have just seen a couple of reports, complaints come into our office, and we're trying to get a story together. I'm working with a reporter at a local TV station, try to get the word out and show people exactly what's going on. So garage door repair scams are really more common than you think. And what happens is kind of like locksmiths, all of a sudden your garage door doesn't open, doesn't work. And, you know, people kind of panic, you know, who should I call? And they run over to their computer and they Google, you know, garage repair door companies near me. And they click on one of the first links they see. And what is happening is you are getting these companies that you call. They usually don't answer the phone with a company name. In my experience, they'll just say hello and you go, oh, my gosh, is this A1? You know, garage door repair. Yes, this is. My garage door won't open. And they say they're going to send somebody out. They'll usually give an estimate over the phone as to, you know, an estimate again. So an approximate cost of what it'll come to. Then they get there and the price is now double, triple, and even more. So what they do is they target homeowners really by advertising, you know, for emergency repair, or they overcharge for unnecessary repairs. A lot of times the repairs don't fix the problem. So I'm working with some homeowners now to give you an example. This happened to them. Husband had to get to work. Wife had to get to work. Their garage door wouldn't open. they called what they thought was a local reputable company. They Googled garage door, repair near me. They ended up clicking on a link. They got a company that, they had never heard of. Again, they thought they were dealing with a local company. The guy charged them $2,000 for a garage door repair, like a spring. And they paid it with their credit card. Oh. And the guy left. And of course, usually when we hear from people, they go, gosh, I think I paid too much money. The next day, the repair didn't even work. The garage was broken again. That's when they called the local reputable company, and put the dispute in with their credit card, but have not gotten a refund. So I've been kind of researching, who they called. They gave me the phone number. I now have a company name. I now have some information. I'm working with the Better Business Bureau in Los Angeles in regard to this. And we're trying to get to the bottom of it and trying to show consumers, this is the kind of thing, I guess the best advice is, again, like locksmiths, as we're seeing the same thing with locksmiths, your research beforehand and maybe have a company name and a phone number all ready to go because you've already done your research. And that way, in the event that something should break down or, you have a problem, you need to call a company, you've already done your research. And you know who to call in advance.
Lisa, wow. Do you guys ever go undercover? Do you need undercover agents to because I volunteer. I would love to do that. I would absolutely love to do that.
I love that. Well, I've done some over the years, but I used to work at Fox 6, so I did a lot of hidden cameras. So I love that. Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely. It's like in this case with the garage door repair scams, you really have to make sure that, when you click on a website, click on a link, I'm sorry, that takes you to a website, make sure that there's clear identification, mm-hmm. check that business name, make sure there's a physical address, never pay up front, know that usually garage door repair prices are going to be in the couple hundred dollar range. So be wary of that. Again, of course, paying with a credit card is helpful because, the next day
you can stop
around
it.
Attempt to at least.
$2,000. That's just shocking.
And then it didn't even fix the problem. They had to call another company and pay them. Yeah. So sad.
If I call a company and they just say hello and they don't give me the name of the business, and I say, is this A1 garage door repairs? And they say, yes. Should I ask them for their address? Would that make any difference?
Absolutely. And you know what? If they're doing business with the public, there is absolutely no reason they shouldn't give it to you. Now, some companies these days, work remotely. They might use, a P.O. box because they work out of their home. And that's okay. Absolutely, there's no reason that they should hide information from you. Yeah. And I call companies all the time. I go through our scam tracker report and I try to get to the bottom of things and try to find addresses for consumers and phone numbers so that they can properly file complaints with not only our office, but, whomever else they might need to file with, the attorney general of a particular state or, whatever it is. And when I call and I ask for an address, a lot of times they get rude. They hang up on me. They want to know who I am.
I bet.
And I go, hey, you're doing business with the public. What is there to hide?
Lisa Schiller is with the Better Business Bureau. They are our resource to take advantage of. So call the Better Business Bureau. I'm here for you, Lisa, to go undercover anytime you want.
Let's do it together.
Oh, I'd love it. News is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Taking care of business every way. Taking care of business.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show. Did you know that art is actually good for you? We'll tell you all about it on the next NWSCO weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. From your health to our economy, how art impacts you and your community.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Santa Ana winds are again battering Los Angeles County, where wildfires have been burning for a week now. ABC's Alex Stone.
It is windy here in Pacific Palisades and Malibu, but a bit of good news. It's not the 70-mile-an-hour winds that were feared, so high wind warnings have been allowed to expire. We're still under red flag fire warnings until tonight. I'm on the PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, next to beachside homes that are gone, burned to the ground next to the Pacific Ocean. The destruction of the fire that came through here.
Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi and Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio, as well as others taking part in Senate confirmation hearings today. Israeli officials say Gaza ceasefire talks with Hamas have hit a last-minute snag. Goodbye, red Fruit Loops and brightly colored maraschino cherries. U.S. regulators have banned red dye number 3 from the nation's food supply. It has been banned for 35 years from cosmetics because of potential cancer risks. This is ABC News.